a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Colossians, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Walk on, brother. We are in a battle, and the devil wants to spoil you. He wants to spoil you like that spoiled milk that was in the back of the fridge a couple weeks back. He wants to spoil you so you're good for nothing. And the only way he can do it is, listen to this, through deception. If he deceives you into believing that you are dead in the water, you're going to act like you're dead in the water. The book of Proverbs says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. And so when you listen to the devil, you're going to feel like you have been dead in the water and you are under condemnation of the devil. You're not under God's condemnation. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. But if you walk after the flesh, you will die. You'll wither on the vine because you're walking, believing what the devil's telling you. And you'll have self-condemnation, demonic condemnation, but you need to know something. You've been forgiven all your trespasses, and He separated your sins from you as far as the east is from the west. He's buried them in the deepest sea. He's put a sign at that place and says, no fishing. He has forgiven you. Now that you need to know, because we are not only complete in Christ, but we are also conquerors in Christ. The Bible says He's not only forgiven us our sins, but He's blotted out, verse 14, the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Now, what He's talking about here is the law of Almighty God. He's going to explain it a little bit more, but you need to recognize that the law was written for a very specific purpose. It was written and given and imparted to our experience to get us to understand what sin was. The Bible says the law was our tutor. It was our child guardian. It was placed into our experience on earth so that we might know what right and wrong really was. You see, if nobody wrote it down, you could say, who says? So God said, okay, I'm going to write it down. And you can argue with me all you want, but by the very finger of God, the law was engraved on tablets of stone. The first tablets were given to Moses. He broke them because before he could even get off the mountain, they were already debauched and messed up and chasing all kinds of nonsense. So Moses went back for another 40 days to fast. And God said, you cut me out another couple tablets. And he wrote them again. Those are written with the finger of God. This is what's so significant about the ark. Everybody looking for the ark. But I digress. You and I have been given a revelation from God on those tablets of stone, written with the finger of God. Now, when Jesus came, we got a more amazing revelation from God. Because Jesus, chapter 1 tells us, is the manifest image of the invisible God. He is the express image of God. He's the image. And you can see, here He is. He was really, really God. And chapter 2 says, in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, verse 9. Look at that. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily. There it was. And when He died on the cross, the Bible tells us the veil of the temple was rent, the Holy of the Holies was exposed, and in about 30 or 40 years from that time, in Titus's time, there would be a wiping out of the temple altogether because God said, we don't need that anymore. Why? Because we have Jesus. We have the best. We have the fullness. We have the completeness. And the Bible says you're complete in Him. And you're a person who's been forgiven. That's how complete you are. He's blotted out the handwriting of ordinances. Because why? Because you're complete in Christ. He fulfilled the law. He fulfilled it right down to the very letter. He never sinned once. The Bible says He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. Here it is. In Him. You're in Him. And being in Him is a place you want to be. There are a lot of people who go to church and they do not know Jesus. Do you know, in, I think it was Sweden, they just okayed the gay agenda. The church. Now I'm talking about the church, not the government. There are a lot of people who go to church and they're wanting to hear what they want to hear. They want to hear nice little stories. But what I want you to know is the Word of God will blow you away. It is so good. And it will deliver even the most darkened soul. It can translate, chapter 1 says, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. The Bible says that there's not going to be any of these various people, fornicators, immoral, effeminate, homosexual, sodomite, they're not going to be in heaven. And then it says, and this is all 1 Corinthians 6, it says, and such were some of you. Do you know in Ohio we now have a law that if you were a professional counselor, and you try to counsel somebody who is caught up in the gay lifestyle, and you try to counsel them with transformational therapy, you can lose your license. This is the law. Well, what should I do? I think you ought to just go ahead and lose your license if you need to. You need to help those people. This is a battle. This is a war. And people would go to church and say, well, I don't want to talk about politics. Everything is politics. Everything is politics. When preachers curb their messages because of tax-exempt status, when the world says, send in your messages, we want to hear what you're saying. When we have people who are being put in prison because they won't sign a document saying these two people are legitimately married, and they would say, no, I'm not going to. When a judge says, I want the Ten Commandments in my courtroom because that's what we were founded on as a country, and the higher courts come back and say, if you don't remove it, you're going to have to recuse yourself not only from this bench, but from any practice of law at all. They're sending all the good people to the door. It's all politics. We can't not be salt and light. We're in a battle. The Bible says, though, we're complete in Him. And the Bible says that we have had our sins forgiven. And if you know that, that's huge. It's all of your trespasses, He says in verse 13. Past, present, future. He blotted out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us because it was contrary to us. God didn't give us the law to save us through the law. A lot of people think, well, I'm a good person. I'll get to heaven because I have my good outweighs my bad. No, it doesn't. Your bad corrupts all your good. That's what happens. Man, if you're thirsty, it's hot. Man, you're thirsty. And I'm making you thirsty just thinking about being thirsty, aren't I? Well, you'll be all right. But if you're thirsty and I give you a big glass of ice water, but I take a dropper full of that stuff that was on my T-shirt. Right, I know. And there's more water in there than there is that stuff. And I say, here you go. It's all corrupted by the bad. This is Christianity, we know. And the Bible says it was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. And by the way, the law was given after Abraham. So Abraham believed God, we're told, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. That's the paradigm. The law was interjected to get us all to the point where we would be thinking, man, I can't do anything right. Yeah, you can't. Because you're going to do something wrong. You know, it's like the guy who got this award for being the humblest guy in the city. They had to take it away from him because he wore it. You see? We are at odds with ourselves. We need to know who He is. Jesus is the one who completes us. And the Bible says He not only blotted out the handwriting of ordinances, nailing it to the cross, verse 14, but verse 15 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, in the cross. Now this verse is a very cool verse. I said we're more than conquerors. There it is. He says, don't let anybody spoil you, because Jesus spoiled them. They got nothing. He's already what? He's defanged them and He's declawed them. They no longer have dominion over you. The book of Romans says, sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Aren't you so glad? Jesus sets us free. Now we're dead to sin and we're freed from sin. And the Bible says, shall not He who raised up Jesus from the dead now quicken your mortal bodies that you might go and serve God? If you realize that He's made you dead to sin and freed from sin, you say, well, what do I do now? You let Him raise you up. And how do you do that? Chapter 1 tells us, you drill into it, man. You just go out and do some good. You love on people. You serve God. You get in over your head a little bit. Give a little more than you want to give. Go a little more than you want to go. Live a little bit more loving than you want to live. And watch God revive you, animate you, and buoy you up. Because all He wants to do is build you up. That's why He says earlier in verse 7, you are to be rooted and built up. Rooted is what you are, but built up is what you will be. The one is complete. It's a perfect tense. The other one is an ongoing present participle, meaning He's going to be building you up. You get out there and do what you knew to do in the beginning, and you keep doing it, and God will show up and He'll build you up. Now, this is a very cool verse. Let me unpack it for you. Verse 15 says, He spoiled the principalities and powers. They want to worship angels. He tells them, don't let anybody, verse 18, beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. He says, you don't need angels, you got Jesus. Isn't that good? That's just what it is. You don't need angels, you got Jesus. He spoiled the principalities and powers. And that's the demonic host, that's the devil himself. The devil now is simply on borrowed time. The Bible says that the Son was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And the word destroy means render them idle. It means to put them in a position almost like Han Solo in Star Wars. He's stuck in that block or whatever it was. The devil's stuck. But he still's got a big mouth. And he'll yell at you. Every day, you, come over here. You don't want to love. You don't want to give. You don't want to serve. You want to be selfish. You want to do it your way. You want to do it your way. You want to help yourself. You want to do for you. Because there's really only two players on the field now. Devil's works have been destroyed. Now there's you and God. You can quench the Spirit, you can grieve the Spirit, or you can be filled with the Spirit. It's all up to you because you're free from sin. You're dead to sin. Your trespasses have completely been blotted out. There's no condemnation in the name of Christ Jesus. It's up to you now. He's forgiven you. Sadly, what we've done is we've gotten going on our Christian faith, and because we didn't know any better, it was months after I got saved that somebody said, you probably ought to read the Bible. You say, well, I can't read very well. Keep reading. God will make you read. You know what? I went to school, and I had this biology class. I mean, this guy, he would talk in symbols. I don't know what he was saying. And then he would give you a test on it. Now, I want you to know it was not my fault. I read the book twice. I prayed, God, I can't get this. I don't know what to do. I reached for a D. Unless I walked through my rest of my life feeling like I was a dimwit. I had another guy the next year. He was in a biology class. I just barely missed an A. But what I'm saying is that this guy, he was just so over my head. It was like brutal. But what did I do? I said, God, help me. Help me. And what we do is we say, I can't do it. I give up. I quit. I can't read the Bible. I can't understand. When I was a little boy, I took saxophone lessons. Saxophone lessons. I was going to be a saxophonist. And what I want you to know is that I only took them for a short time because I broke my tooth on my neighbor's head. And I told my dad, I can't play this. It makes my tooth buzz. It makes my tooth buzz. It didn't make my tooth buzz. But I told him that. And I never had to play saxophone again. And some of us are telling the Lord, my tooth buzzes when I read the Bible. I can't read it. It's too hard. We don't want to follow Jesus, so we make up our excuses. We have so much here. I've just told you a couple things this morning. Just a couple. We've only been here a little while, and we've been sitting here saying what? Completing Him? Wow. Blotted out. Trespasses forever? All of them? Yeah! How do you know? Because of all those other verses I gave you.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.